Have you ever had a run of really great ideas, just like one after another? Bob Dylan did. In a span of 14 months in the mid-1960s, the singer and songwriter created three classic albums in a row, Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde. As you might imagine, there was a lot of music that never even made it out of the studio.
This week, that stockpile of rehearsal audio, studio chatter, and alternate versions of songs is being released for the first time. It fills six CDs in a set titled Bob Dylan, The Cutting Edge, 1965-1966, The Bootleg Series, Volume 12. NPR's Don Gagne is a Dylan fan, and out of all that material, he zeroed in on one song and its surprising evolution.
I can't recall the first time I ever heard Like a Rolling Stone. I was probably a kid in Michigan with my transistor tuned to AM radio powerhouse CKLW not long after the song came out 50 years ago. There's that opening drum beat, then the organ, then that voice.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime.
But this is no once upon a time fairy tale. Lyrics with imagery and vitriol, a tough take no prisoners sound. Now, with all of these previously unreleased tracks, we get to join Dylan and the studio musicians from his first fumbling attempts to nail the song.
Now get lost, man. They didn't get lost?
They worked on the song over 2 days in June of 1965 in a New York studio. The very first version was a waltz.
C-086446, Like a Rolling Stone, one.
That's producer Tom Wilson in the control room. How does it feel? Well, it feels wrong.
Once upon a time, you guessed so fine. You threw the bums of dime in your prime, didn't you?
Dylan's voice breaks, and he's unsure of the lyrics.
People call, say beware, doll. You're bound to fall. You thought they're all kidding you.
Musician Al Cooper played the signature organ on the final version of the song. I invited him to come listen to this version. He did, and shakes his head as it plays.
So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. And that I don't think suits the lyric he was trying to express.
Dylan struggles to make his words fit a time signature that doesn't yield.
About having to be scrounging your next meal.
Eventually, they call it a day. Then, overnight, a decision.
Let's just do one verse, man.
Try it in 4-4.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bums a dime in your prime, didn't you?
It's immediately better, but not there yet. The Hammond organ is still missing.
Okay, Bob, we got everybody here. Let's do one, and then I'll play it back to you.
Then the next take. Al Cooper, eager to find his place in the session.
What are you doing there?
He originally thought he might be playing guitar, slips over to the organ. He starts noodling.
I was flying by the seat of my pants, and I was a lucky lad that day.
You were 21?
I was.
Why can't we get that right, man?
Clearly, there was pressure in the studio. Dylan was taking his craft to a new, noisier, more complex place. But he wasn't giving much guidance to the musicians.
I'm afraid I screwed up.
How often did he say, do this or do that?
Zero.
Zero. But when you got it right, did he say, that's it?
Well, there was a moment. Take four was the take that is the take of all time.
The keeper.
Yeah. And it was the first time we had played it all the way through.
How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone.
So when we finished, Tom Wilson said, we're going to play that back if you want to come in the booth and listen to it. And about a minute into it, Dylan said to Tom Wilson, turn the organ up. And Tom said, that guy's not an organ player. He said, I don't care, turn the organ up. And that was the moment that I became an organ player.
as we learn from hearing these newly released cuts, Dylan didn't know he'd nailed it. So he keeps going.
14.
Over and over and faster and faster.
Once upon a time in your prime. Oh.
They did take after take, but nothing matched that first full version of the song.
Princess on a steeple and all the pretty people out drinking, thinking that they got it made.
There's a looseness to it. Sure, it isn't perfect, but it's right.
Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
All of the effort that went into this has been tucked away for 50 years. Now, we all get to hear how they got there. Genius, craft, trial and error, dead ends, and the path to a piece of brilliant music history. Don Gagne, NPR News.
It's 6 minutes long, man.